themselves. Obviously. Good cold open there, so.
And did we start? I'm tabbed out.
Oh, geez. Spoilers. Now I gotta look at the Ahsoka trailer. It's terrible. I figured we're gonna live in here so we could look at this instead of everybody looking at what my quick tabs are. So, free advertising for all these movies. You know,
only we got money for it. Yeah, and it was like actual paid advertising.
That's what free means.
Chances of that Indiana Jones movie being good?
0%.
Yeah, like
less than 0%.
I'll go as high as 3 for being edgy and not a hot take and stuff. But yeah.
I mean, Mads Mikkelsen is going to play a villain, so it's got to have some percentage of good in it.
No, it doesn't, because he's playing a Nazi.
13?
That's like the most cliche thing he possibly could play.
It's Indiana Jones. There's only one kind of bad guy in Indiana Jones.
Their fault. They did the last shitty one in the Cold War. They could have made it the Russians again.
Right. You mean discount Nazis? Because like, let's be real. Like,
we got Nazis at home.
Yeah, right.
we're not too friendly with all the Asians right now. You can make them the enemies. Why not?
All right, here we start.
We got a podcast watching a podcast. How fancy!
It's recursive,
right? Who's our first character? Who's an actor? And you know. Let's get dirty. Let's argue.
Oh, so. Let's like.
Oh, so Molly
come then. To blows.
No. I mean, just like let's get going, man. Speaking of which, hold on. Where's Chandler? Because now I'm adding.
Chandler Bing. Matthew Perry would be some good meta.
No, that's not terrible either. But I had an image pop into my head, and now I'm gonna just go nuts with it. So.
Yeah. This is what we do before we're recording.
No, this is clearly what we do now.
I mean, while we weren't recording?
Vatarung, right? He's the first one on the list?
Sure.
In order?
Lord Commander Mormont would be much more suitable for, as opposed to Ebenezer, by the way.
Fine.
Who? Not that I'm necessarily stumping for that, but I'm just saying.
Is that one Graham McTavish? Or... Yeah. Yeah, I don't hate Graham McTavish for that. So much like all of my cheeky casting, Vatarung is pretty easy. Okay, you know, you look great, everything like that. Now, can you do this for me? You know, so.
You
what does Graham McTavish look like with an eye patch?
So. Yeah, I feel like it's literally just putting Lord Commander Mormont with an eye patch, which I feel is probably fine.
Yeah. Do I believe that Graham McTavish could have also been Beowulf? All right. Do I believe that Graham McTavish could have fought a dragon? Well, shit, he did. So, yeah, I guess I'm down with that. Like, he wasn't on the list, but, you know, I'm okay with it. But so who's he up against, though? He's up against Kurt Russell, who practically lives in an eye patch. So we've seen numerous movies where he's got an eye patch. So if he doesn't wind up being like Donald Morgan, I think he's a shoo-in for... Vatarung. But the other thing that you need to respect is that the director wants to cast the same guy for Rashid. So do we believe that Graham McTavish and Kurt Russell could also play Rashid is the real question.
I don't think we need to Kurt Russell in both places.
Yes, that was the meme. That's what I'm joking about right now. So that was on purpose because I'm like... To honor that meme that we haven't brought up nearly enough in the last year, you know, the actor has to play both parts. So,
yeah. I mean, I think this is possible with some of the people up here on this list.
So just find a British Indian actor who can do both.
Apparently, I'm going to just butcher the spelling. Google, take the wheel. That's who you want as Vatarung?
As says Dalton, I don't know.
No.
I think he could be someone else.
I like how all of his photos are like, you know, not him.
Him as Poirot.
He could be pretty decent McCall.
Maybe.
Oh, more than Vatarung, yeah. Sure.
So, Who else did we have on the list? Alexander Skarsgård and Viggo Mortensen. Yeah. I could see Viggo.
I can see them.
So
I don't know who could do that. Maybe that might have been my suggestion after a while. I don't remember. If it doesn't have someone's attribution tag, it's probably one of us. And if we don't remember,
well, obviously, but it wasn't me. So which one of you is outing yourselves?
I don't think I put a single name for any of these. So
this is Vatarung.
Not if I can.
No, we're not. Come on, he's the Northman. Come on. Yeah,
because of that. Okay. I'm like, all right.
I was going to say that just makes him young Vatarung.
Vatarung is described as being kind of like, really tall, fit 50s-ish, like a swimmer.
Uh-huh.
So it's just like, these guys fit. Martinson's a little bit old at this point, but he could do it.
I mean, yeah, I would. I don't know. I'm not feeling it. That's all. I don't have like a good reason. Like, I would love Viggo Mortensen to play something. So,
Be Marcone.
I could see Viggo.
I feel like Marcone's just becoming like, oh, this is a guy I like. He could just
everybody I want to be, but I can't think of a role. Make him Marcone.
Yeah, why not?
Or Butters.
But I do seriously think that Alexander Skarsgård would be a really good fit for a Vatarung character. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I think he closed
the whole thing.
Classic
the whole
thing.
Take that. My mouse has a back button and I found it. So.
Well done. More things you should learn when we're not already on camera. Well,
yeah, it was more like just random muscle memory where I just like went to grab my mouse and I was like, oh shit. It got real dark and quiet and scary for a second.
I had to live with your own thoughts for a moment.
No, yeah, well, I was gonna scroll too because it's like, yes, it's very entertaining looking at like the credits and like, yes, we know Viggo Mortensen has been in movies before, but yeah, I don't know. This I could get behind with an eye patch. My little thing's gonna like pop up the mega thing. He's smirking or smiling here, so it's not really giving me Marcone vibes, but I don't hate the face for Marcone if that's where we want to go. But yeah, it's just kind of funny.
I would more mean the Vatarung camp with him.
I heard was Vatarung.
Vatarung camp. Yeah. I would more be in the Vatarung camp on him.
Vatarung. So, look, guys, I appreciate all of the high caliber actors that you brought, but are all of these guys, they're really going to beat out Kurt Russell, like Mr. Eyepatch guy? Like, and especially, like, think about it. Kurt Russell has been Eyepatch guy. He's also been Santa Claus. He's literally typecast for Vatarung at this point.
I mean, he's a good pick too. I don't hate him either. I'm happy with him too, to be honest.
No, I think it fits like too well, you know, and it's like Vatarung as Vatarung is really proper, but like just imagine like Kurt Russell sitting down across from whoever we pick as Harry Dresden in Max and being like, you know, just like giving him the advice and, you know, just being friendly and stuff. So yeah, no, I think almost all of these are great picks. In the real world, obviously we'd be down to like who's cheap, who's available territory, you know.
Yeah, we're not talking about money.
Right. Yeah, this is our $1 billion casting budget. Like, we haven't even gotten to the special effects, guys. Like, we're just talking about if we had $1 billion just to hire all of the actors, like, who would be our favorite? But yeah.
Or we could just hire the cheap ones and pocket the money. That would be probably smarter.
Well, somebody's a producer in Hollywood, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one who did no homework.
Correct.
Got all the homework in his head.
I let my people do it for me.
Yeah.
You are not Abed. We had discussed Kurt Russell being Morgan, and it just kind of fit him in that slot. And so it just like, he should be Morgan, and then someone else be Vatarung. So that he's opposition to. Yeah. I prefer Skarsgård for
Vatarung. But Morgan, we ended on Idris Elba, right?
I don't think we ended.
I mean, he's up there, and then we had Graham McTavish.
We ended on it. It was done. That's it.
Right.
That was my pick. Therefore, that is our pick.
And I personally think Idris Elba belongs elsewhere a little bit. I don't hate him for Morgan either, but you know, like
typecast him like Sonya.
That's who I added. You know, so yeah. Because like we had like one person or two people for Sonya, and I'm like, how is Idris Elba not the guy wielding the sword? Like, come on. So
Sonya's the Rock.
I'm sorry, what?
What?
No.
Well, go put it on the list if you feel that strongly about it.
But... I was making a joke because someone sent more to Bother Sister Rock in chat.
Again, that would endear me to Butters if the Rock played him.
All right, look, guys, we're not going to get anywhere if we go back to last episode and recast everybody. I'm just saying we've got to have a cutoff somewhere. So
true. Do we? The cutoff is 2 o'clock, so we got 15 more minutes.
that's a good
suggestion. Totally see this guy,
but. Well, because he actually fits how he is in the comics as well. Like I think in Warcry we've got like Morgan with a ponytail and he's very, you know, almost Eastern European and whatever. And yeah, that's a fantastic suggestion. Thank you. Please don't suggest anybody else from previous episodes because we'll never get done. It'll be like the year 2027 and we're still casting Donald Morgan.
Well, I just realized we have to find a place for Zoe Saldana because she's in all the billion-dollar enterprises.
Obviously. Like, so, Ariana. So is she Susan or... Ooh.
Well, yeah, Ariana or Bianca. One of those could be.
Oh, Bianca would be bad. Yeah.
She... Damn, that's tough because so the thing is like every movie that's got Zoe Saldana in it makes $1 billion, right? Which would cover our casting budget. So we can't cast her as somebody who's gonna get killed in like the first 15 minutes or whatever.
But we
right?
do need
so,
to cast like, her someone to show off boobs or something, right?
Lara.
So Susan.
No. Because okay, if you put her as Lara, then you have to make her match whatever Thomas at least a little bit, and she doesn't really match the description anyway. So but Susan would be okay.
I mean, yeah. Susan lasts a while.
Boobs.
Giggity.
Sure. She gets naked. Yeah. She gets naked during the first book. So, you know.
Anyway.
Well, if that's the point, if that's what we're going with.
Well, I'm just. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. How far down?
I mean, Bianca's in there for 2 books. She's in there for the first one for a bit. And then she's kind of, you know, book 3 will be her big. And then she gets got.
So. She's like 2 months, guys. Like we can talk about Susan later, unless we want to bump her way up on the list. But yes, she has to be in there somewhere. Now we got to find like where Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto and oh sorry, I've been watching. I watched the 2009 Star Trek again. So mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was a fun movie. We already decided. Yeah. We talked a lot about Carl Urban, but we never really put him in a specific spot.
As Harry.
Yeah, well, Carl Urban is flexible and there's a lot of guys like he could be, right? Because it's like, I mean, hell, he could be Chandler. You know, it's just like, it's one of those things where it's like, he could be in a lot of different spots and I wouldn't hate it. So yeah, it's hard to put him in like, yes, you have to be, you know, shit, he could be Morgan. You know, I think that was part of where we talked about him and, you know, whatever, but... Yeah. Yeah. So interesting, you know, but
Chandler's got to be Ray Fiennes circa the Avengers. He's got
Thank you. Which is why I was like, we're gonna fight. So, and but we're doing. I don't know. Are we gonna do Kincaid or are we gonna do Chandler?
We have done everything but Kincaid at this point. That's who we were starting with allegedly.
No, we started with Vatarung. Kincaid's
no,
second.
I know who we did start with, but
director. It's your job. Direct.
Go, you're the one with the screen. Go wherever.
You heard it. I am in charge now. We're doing Kincaid. So Chris Pine, which one of you monsters put that in the last 15 minutes? So
I mean, it's like it's
you don't have to sound so proud about such a wrong decision.
I don't think it's that bad of a decision for Kincaid.
Right. Okay. I think we talked about this one like off screen before. So like Joel Kinnaman, Kovac, Suicide Squad. So sorry, Kovac from Altered Carbon, RoboCop. Don't hate him as Kincaid, but maybe like a little too awesome. Like I always thought Kincaid was a little bit more like ratty, which is why. Why can't I remember his name?
He's a professional mercenary and has been for hundreds of years. He is
maybe
professionalist.
That's a hot take. So this is the guy that I always had, you know, in mind because of Lost. So, like, little, you got to think, though, like, I mean, maybe, but I mean, he gets dirty. I don't know. Like, oh, so, well. Yeah. But, like, he strikes me as the right kind of sleaze and the right kind of, like, you know, like, Kincaid's also a little bit of a talker, right? Like, how he interacts with Murphy and some of the other stuff. And, like, yeah, he's a soldier of fortune and whatever, but I always thought of Kincaid as kind of like an everyman a little bit, where it's just like, I mean, yes, he is, but he's more like, you know, Army Rangers, where it's like, these guys got to be able to disappear in the local population, not like Captain fucking America, because if that's the case, we should put Chris Evans down as Kincaid, you know, or whatever. So that he was always who I had in mind. Like I said, I don't hate Joel Kinnaman, especially because, like, if you've seen him as Kovach, he's not terrible either. So, you know, it's not like the greatest picture, but there aren't a ton of, like, amazing ones. But Altered Carbon, worth a watch, you know.
The first season.
So,
he's been in something else more recently that I actually know him from.
Really? You're just literally adding to the freaking list as I'm trying to pull this up. Like, yeah. Give me a break. So, everybody should know Chris Pine, especially, you know, with the DD movie coming out.
Yeah, he's not Kincaid. I don't know why we're indulging this.
Fraudulent. He was good in the D&D movie, though.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Huh?
So what? I'm sure he's good in a lot of things. That doesn't mean
I didn't mean he should be Kincaid. I mean, I was just saying he was actually good, because usually Chris Pine is not great.
And Chris Pine is perfectly acceptable in most things he does.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't hate this guy, but he wouldn't be, like, my top pick.
I don't think he would be the best pick for Kincaid.
Known for Hendrix or something, maybe. Ninja Turtles and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Too. Dude, he's Raphael. He's totally in. He's totally Kincaid. No, I'm just kidding. Like, as far as mannerisms and character or whatever, but yeah. Just the look. I'm just like, which one of these guys is swinging down from the rafters, right? Which one of these guys is behind the scope of a sniper in the fucking aquarium, right? Like, you know, this that's guy. Really? Mm. Yeah. Chris Pine is toot toot. That's it. Somebody get him out of here. No. Chris Evans is Michael. Like, I don't know. I don't think Chris Evans is aged that poorly yet. Like, not to say, like, Michael's just a little older and grizzled, you know, than I think we've got Chris Evans still so far. But yeah, Jason Statham is Kincaid. Problem is, I think Kincaid's got hair, you know.
Yeah, so, he does.
Like, don't hate it, but, you know, we've got,
which, to be fair, is probably Statham is going elsewhere. His part. I mean, if he's that big of an assassin, he should know to just go bald so that it's not a liability to have his hair pulled at any point during the job.
Yeah, you guys are, like, truly all over the place in the chat. So Keanu Reeves is Kincaid, like, you know, yeah.
Not, why? Because he not plays really John Wick it. And I has mean, been progressively less and less personality in every movie. I don't think that's the way we need to go.
Yeah, the other thing you got to ask yourself is, like, you know, okay, can you see, like, is Keanu Reeves going to tell Murphy to take her pants off? You know, like, I don't know. I just, like,
I'm picturing him do it, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, does that happen in one of the movies that I almost missed?
No, I'm just saying, like, you know? Him with his John Wick face, like, yeah, take your pants off. It's like, no. Right. It's not
Charlie happening. Hunnam is a decent Kincaid, actually. It's not, that's
yeah, really I was going to pull that up since we're doing that. Okay.
He's also a little pretty, but I understand the appeal.
Yeah. I mean, so again, like, you know, with Josh Holloway, like, I could see him taking Murphy to Hawaii. You know, like, that's another thing. Like, he's going to be a little pretty, right? I think. Not, you know, not like Thomas pretty, right? You know, like, but I don't know. Whatever.
Hmm.
So we're not getting a consensus. Like, there's not
are we ever
one actor that two of us agree on. Like, we're not just getting anywhere.
Like Ellen or
Charlie Colin Farrell. There you go.
As Kincaid.
Well, now we're all united as far as bad takes, you know, like so.
Hey.
Like him, put him down for Marcone because everybody
exactly.
else
that's what everyone else is going. It's like he could be Marcone's fine.
No, he could be Mac. Because he's Irish.
But
are we gonna shave him or does he wear a bald cap? No. I mean what's
Statham has to be Mac.
Right. Like, and even Statham still it doesn't quite fit. But like just don't talk. It's fine. And Mac's not necessarily Irish. He just has an Irish name.
Well, in this case, he's now Irish.
Yeah. Like we could forgive the casting director for making that kind of, you know, bad connection, but we just need him to stand there and
a guy named Mac who
much.
Owns a pub. Yeah. No, the Irish is really a mystery. How anyone would have gleaned that.
Yeah, but he's an angel, so it doesn't matter, right? Like
that's true. No, there's not a single Irish angel out there. So that's you're right.
It just it transcends that, you know, like, you know, angels, I would imagine, don't necessarily fall into strict categories of race, especially like, you know, small countries and clans in the UK, you know. So just like
that's right. They'd be American.
Back in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth and the Irish angels. Like I remember that out of Genesis, you know, just it's right there in the text.
I mean, to be fair, the appearance of biblically accurate angels make me think of a drunk Irish person. So
it's shrooms, but okay. You know, so like, look, we're going to have a real tough time casting somebody biblically accurate. Okay. So like, I'm sorry, do you have wheels and wheels and eyes?
I was going to say, if we're going to start promoting people who are disabled, we could probably pull this off. Equality for all.
No, I have to just say no, so that people don't, you know, believe that I'm just like buying into this and letting it slide. So no, next. So
we can do it.
Are we done with Kincaid? Do we have Steve?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Did we ever really start with Kincaid?
Yeah, there's like eight.
No, we just named random people, all of whom. I mean, it got better towards the end when I mentioned one particular person, but prior to that, it was terrible.
Yeah. Okay, so like, next is Rashid. Everybody knows these actors, but you know, I'm
some people
just making
just
sure I have
because they're the only Indian actors you know.
No, that's not fair. So. I mean, first of all, it's Samuel Jackson, so no, right?
Yeah, whoever did that is wrong.
Then that person is incorrect and needs to be stopped immediately.
I'm glad I pulled this up because I had a different guy pop into my mind, but obviously, you know, like Alexander Siddig is okay. I feel like he's a little small for the role. Like, he doesn't have the presence.
But
you
if
know.
You put him on stilts, I think that he played in terms of the...
We haven't done stilts like Robert Lord Austin's of the Rings character. Came up with additional technologies where we didn't have to have people walking around on stilts.
Yeah, but the director wants to pocket some of this sweet billion, so we're going with stilts. We're going old school.
Yeah, like I'm curious. Does it? Yeah, 5'11". He's like 10 to 12 inches too short. You know, so
everyone's going to be like, 10 to 12 inches too short.
I mean,
short.
I
He's
get
ridiculously
it. Like,
tall.
No, there's got to be a section where it's like 6'5" or above Indian actors.
Oh yes, so we'll just pull that up real quick. So, like,
I don't know if any.
if you knew them, they would be on the list. So
no, if I knew there was a list to do, they would be on them.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was born in Sudan, so that's interesting. So we had Samuel L. Jackson, Oded Fehr. I think that's my pick because you know he was a Magi, so he should be a Magi, right? He doesn't necessarily have the exact presence that I would want. I just want him in the movie, and like it's a great place to put him because I just love Oded Fehr since The Mummy, you know. But
see, that's his typecasting. I put in 6'5" and above Indian actors, and they're all Bollywood actors. It's like, come on.
Well, yeah, because
it's fine because you said Indian.
Yes, and he's not Indian. He's Arabic, so he's Middle Eastern somewhere. Like he fought the Mad Arab. He's.
I don't want to be on a list if I put that in. So I can't do that.
And then, of course, Kurt Russell is the other one because Vatarung. Right. So, I mean, because if you really want to get ridiculous, we could put like Antonio Banderas on the list and from 13th
for, Warrior. You mean for Ramirez, you know, specifically?
No, no, I was thinking still Rashid. So.
No, no, no. For Ramirez, because again, be we need someone who's going to endear me.
Ramirez is so much younger than Antonio Banderas. Again,
irrelevant. He's
Antonio Banderas cool. could be Marcone, but that's to
his everyone can be Marcone.
Right.
No, he could be the
like,
red
how
king.
Do you look at a suit? You're Marcone.
He could,
right.
Yeah, he could
I
be
mean,
the,
he was in a red king. He was the best. Sure. I don't hate that, actually. That's
he could
good.
Be Ortega, too.
For sure. But yeah, like Antonio Banderas, like I just saw him in Uncharted not too long ago, right? So it's like, business suit, bad guy, Marcone. Hell, cast him as Nicodemus. I'm good with that too. So
a lot of people could also be Nicodemus.
Right.
Well,
because,
half the
again,
people of Marcone could just be Nicodemus.
Exactly. Right. So we might as well just talk about those two together almost. But I mean, in fairness, if we were gonna be like legit, I mean Marcone is going to be very much like European something, and Nicodemus should be more Middle Eastern something, you know, because, you know, of where it comes from and everything. Yeah,
he should be, but like everyone else, he has a British accent, so.
Well, obviously.
Some bad guys have British accents.
Yeah. So. Any strong opinions here? You know, Samuel L. Jackson is funny. I just want to hear him. Like, if he's cast, he's got to get the F word in there somewhere. Like, and that maybe that should be a future episode. Put that on our list. The Dresden Files gets each book gets one F word. Where does it go? You know, so like Samuel L. Jackson, like, obviously he's going to use it on the island, right? Like, so it's like
the easiest one is Blood Rights to me. It's right at the beginning. It's the building was on fire and it wasn't my fucking fault.
That seems like a waste, but okay, you know.
No, you just
for my next trick, fucking anvils. I don't know, but
I like
Harry. They took our.
I like Alexander
daughter.
There, too, but also Ordeth is like a really strong contender.
Right. I mean, obviously, I submitted him, so he'd kind of be my pick. I don't dislike any of these guys for it. It's just like you got to pick one. Samuel L. Jackson to me is just hilarious, you know, because like. Another bad casting since I brought up Antonio Banderas is that we should put in Morgan Freeman. So,
as God,
because he you know, he played the Moor in, you know,
Prince of Thieves.
Robin Hood. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Prince of Thieves is what came to my mind for some reason, but not Robin Hood.
It was a Robin Hood Prince of Thieves movie, though, right? Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
All right. We can do that if we get Anthony Hopkins to play the Red King, like, you know, to be Spanish again. And then Antonio Banderas will play it again.
Yeah, only because Sean Connery is not available.
Okay, so Catherine Zeta-Jones is now Ariana.
Right. And that frees up Zoe Saldana for Susan. And
sure.
Okay.
All right, we've done it.
Excellent.
In one swift move.
All right.
We've solved all our problems.
This is
why we're not very good at like, working for Hollywood and being in movies, because, yeah. We're up here like, who's Nicolas Cage going to be? So
Harry.
No.
Obviously, but I mean, still terrible.
He could be mad.
Now can we show everybody who you picked for Chandler?
Yeah, go for it. I stand by my choice.
You stand by all your choices.
You're
that's
ridiculous.
The problem.
Yeah. All right. Let's get rid of these 39 tabs. Very entertaining. Showing abs anyway. Okay, so that's who Steed is supposed to be. This is who the director picked.
Oh yep. God,
that's Chandler.
Yeah, he's got
an ascot,
persona.
Right? Like, so okay, is this why? Because he's got a top hat that one time. Like, yes, ladies and gentlemen, I present you Steed, or you know anybody who's actually you know. Familiar with things in passing.
I was gonna say,
like,
isn't he a comedy actor? Like, you're wasting him as Steed. Put him as Binder.
Ooh.
No,
because we know who Binder is.
Yeah, we know
I know, but I'm saying you need that to go down that line.
Somebody needs to go against Mark Shepard to, you know, make
nobody
it a competition.
Can beat Mark Shepard as Binder. Yeah. It's like, it's impossible.
Literally, you know, a given, but yeah.
Right.
So,
and no, I still think Ray Winstone's a good binder.
Yeah.
But that's because I think his accent's better for it than Mark Shepard's. Mark Shepard's just a better actor. But Ray Winstone's like Cockney as far as I've ever heard the description.
Yeah. So yeah, literally Dresden calls him Steed because Steed. So
a bowler hat. Yeah, but we get to see Chandler only.
He's
for a very
literally
few minutes,
the character.
And then he's funny.
That's like if he's sure. Like, oh, hey, Kirk, and it's like literally fucking Chris Pine or William Shatner, and like,
sure, why not?
Who else is he gonna be? Go
Mark
ahead,
obviously,
Marcone. Marcone. Which again, I wouldn't actually dislike. Ray Fiennes would be a good.
Ah, shit, he's Marcone.
Ray Fiennes would be a good Marcone.
Yes, I.
He
no,
could be Arthur
obviously.
Langtree.
He could be any of those things, but he is Steed. Right. Why would you not grab the guy who plays Steed to play Steed? You know, that's
only other person is Pierce Brosnan circa Thomas Crown Affair. Same hat, same everything.
You guys are giving a lot of credit to the hat for this,
yeah,
but
the hat's important.
The hat is
the
most important.
If you're going to go with that, I mean, dude's got a nose. Like, clearly he can't be Voldemort because he's got a nose. You know, mm-hmm. Like, bro.
Well, again, we have stilts. We can do something about that nose.
Right. who else did we have? Because there were more added, right? Oh, just one. Oh, sorry. This was also me because I was trolling a little bit. So Henry Cavill, because like the scene that popped into my head. So obviously you've
got
Stardust.
Was when he was a dandy.
Yeah, so you've got Stardust. So that should have been what popped into my head. But the scene that did pop into my head was him doing the reload from, you know, it was one of the Mission Impossible movies, wasn't it? Where he like, you know, gets his sleeves all rolled up and he goes boxing for some reason. I was like, okay, yeah, I could see Steed, but should probably
be
somewhere else.
Yes,
you know,
still would have put him as Thomas because the dandy was hilarious.
Right, sure. Or Morgan, or Michael, or you know,
Mac.
Again.
Statham is back. We just can't undo that.
Yeah,
here we go. Watch us.
I like how it's like, yes, Batman. We'll put that as a Henry Cavill picture. Yeah. So yeah, that was kind of like it just popped into my head. But again, somebody I would very much like to find a place in the movie, and I think he could play a lot of people. He could be Marcone.
Just make him
we,
play
we
Harry.
Don't have a lot of actors for Marcone
yet.
Yeah,
he could do that too.
You know, so.
Make I mean, that Harry. Would give you star power.
Yeah. He deserves to have a good fantasy role for once. Make him Harry.
Yes, he does.
Sorry, wait. He deserves a what now? Because you were way excited about that.
A good fantasy role that gets treated correctly.
He was fine in Stardust. Nobody even knew it was him.
No one
like
knows what
years.
That is.
So, what? How? What? You all don't know what Stardust is?
You made me watch it just to watch the 30 seconds he was on screen, and it was okay.
Stardust is fantastic. What do you mean, okay?
There was a lot of it that was aggravating to me. That was all.
Fantastic. Why? Seems pretty.
I don't like simps. And so the main character was really fucking annoying.
ridiculous.
I only
and
really...
the way Daredevil, like, put some respect on his name.
But
so,
who?
Charlie
plays
Cox.
Daredevil.
I don't care.
He's a good lawyer. What? What's wrong
no,
with you?
No, he's an avocado.
Of course, it's Marvel
it
reference,
right.
So, you know, it's a Marvel reference, so she doesn't get it. But.
Of course, she doesn't. She doesn't like good things.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, like, you
like
everything,
Stardust.
So what do you like?
I don't know. Star Wars kind of mid, right? Like, the good part is really just the pirate. The pirate boat part is good. Like the flying fire.
I've never even heard of this movie, so I don't know what all you people are talking about.
You guys are ridiculous. Where do we? Why do we hang out? What are we doing? I don't have to get this kind of abuse on my Saturday. Like,
yes,
I don't have to listen to these lies.
You signed up for this.
7.6 out of 10. That's mid. Whatever. It's fantastic. Where's Bernard go? He's got to be somebody.
Who's Bernard?
I thought he was Butters.
He's the goat. Anyway, I'm being facetious, joking, trolling. We do a little trolling.
Well, I didn't know which, but I assumed you were talking about Bernard the elf. But I didn't know for sure.
Yes, I mean, he is Butters, you're right, but yeah, so anyway. But no, I said Bernard, not... anyway.
Speaking of, where's Tim Allen go? Shit. And Tom Hanks, you know, Woody and Buzz, we gotta have
to jail? I just... who would Tom Hanks play? That's tough. Like, he could be Marcone, maybe, because we don't have anybody there, but like, I don't know. Tom Hanks is like...
I don't actually want Tom Hanks in this.
No, I know, but I am entertaining it just a little bit, but like, he's kind of, no offense, but he's kind of oldish now, right? So it kind of like separates him from a lot of the casting.
So
and
he
stuff,
becomes
but...
a wizard, one of the wizards.
I was going to say he could be LaFortier and we kill him off screen. So he's got a cameo and that's it.
He could be right. Langtree. Can he do a British accent?
No, he can't be Langtree. I mean, if we can't have Christopher Lee, we have to have somebody who's actually up to it.
Yeah, it didn't.
Someone wizardly.
Ralph Fiennes could do that.
Again, we're back to this because you just don't want him as Steed. Because you think Matt Berry's going to be Steed and you're not in charge of casting anymore.
I quite enjoyed
Cody,
the idea.
It's a joke, my dude. It's called a joke, all right? Put away the shotgun. It's going to be okay. Like.
Also, yeah. I'm pretty sure Al Capone was America's dad at one point, so... Let's not pretend a gangster can.
More like America's daddy, which is something else entirely. But
and if you think Tom Hanks can't play a daddy, well, you're probably right because he's a little old at this point.
He's like America's grandpa at this point, but
granddaddy. Come on, we gotta get
stop picking assholes for Tom Hanks.
Yeah, but the problem, Cody, is
maybe
that
Tom Hanks has played enough.
A lot
nice
of assholes.
I was gonna say, did you watch the Elvis movie? He played a pretty big asshole.
Right, because he's been branching out, which is part of why like it jumped into my mind. What was like he played somebody recently that was like,
yeah, he played Elvis's manager.
Yeah, I don't know if really... that's what I'm thinking, but there was something else.
Oh, a Man Called Otto, because he was a dick in that for half of it.
I haven't seen that.
That's
either.
Because that's what the kind of the character is. Yeah,
yeah, I'm aware, but yeah. That's kind of what Marcone is. Is my point.
I don't know.
He can play a dick if he needs to.
Right. But you're right. Maybe we shouldn't get the guy who played like Mr. Rogers to play a bad guy. So. But.
Oh, get him to play Peabody because he turns at the end. There you go.
No, there's another guy for Peabody that it should be. I just don't know his name. Go find that.
Oh, get him to play Justine because he turns at the end.
Wow.
He's got range, okay?
Yeah. Toy Story 4, he was the bad guy in that, right? Just kidding.
Everybody was the bad guy in that.
Okay, where are we at?
Marcone.
Quit being a little ridiculous. No, Marcone is always. Okay, so we did Chandler, so back... Jason Statham or Vin Diesel. That's who we got.
Right, that's who was Vin Diesel.
Everybody knows. I mean, come on. Vin Diesel is used to being paid $45 million per word. So, you know.
Well, to be fair, so is Keanu at this point with his John Wick roles because he's getting less and less.
Yeah. I'm saying this facetiously, but I just realized the internet has probably already done this. But I want to know how much Keanu Reeves has been paid for saying whoa. You know, so it's just like because that's like his catchphrase.
I was
going to
say between whoa and yeah, at this point, he's got to be 100 million between those two words.
He's made more just saying those two different words than I'm ever going to make in my entire life. So, yeah.
Whoa.
But yeah, I mean, Statham, I think he doesn't quite fit the look for me and maybe not even like the feel, but. I don't hate him for it. Vin Diesel was mostly just like a cheeky troll pick. So I'm just like toss a coin or something, but
yeah, it's 6-1.
I mean, I kind of like Statham, but I don't know.
I feel like
I can't think of anyone where I'm just thinking
yeah,
that's Mac.
I can't remember his name right now. So this is going to be, you know, yeah, Dave Bautista, like, why not? He wants to be a character actor, so...
He belongs somewhere else.
He belongs somewhere else. Make if, him, if he had hair, I would make him Hendrix or something. But
He can wear a wig.
Right. I would accept him, as Hendrix. I can never remember his name. Bradley. That's who I picture as Bradley.
Bradley had hair, but okay.
Like, I don't remember. Whatever. That's the guy. I don't like
Bradley's,
fully know why.
Bradley's not like Ron Swanson. There's another guy who's got a similar kind of look. You could almost get away with. We're getting off script. We'll talk about Bradley.
Yeah,
we should try to be a little bit constrained in the chaos. Like, yeah, we'll where are we?
Bradley.
This is why.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so Mac.
We're going back to Mac.
We are.
Okay, whatever. So we want to talk about Bradley. Shoot. Man, my brain today. So this was the guy that like came to mind. Will Arnett, but not, I'm not like dying on that hill, right? But if you've seen Will Arnett as in the, what is it? Is it the Hall? Oh, the Murderville murders. Like if you've watched that at all, kind of funny, where it's like a buddy cop show, but they just bring on actors and pretend like the actors are like rookie cops and whatever. It's ridiculous. But Bradley to me always had a little bit more meat, you know, because it's like, He's kind of built, but he's not like Dave Bautista built, right?
Few people are.
Right. So Will Arnett, a little small. Dave Bautista, a little big. Not Ron Swanson, even though kind of in that vein. There's another guy that kind of comes to mind, but I can't think of what he's been in or his name. So super useful.
Make him Tiny Gruff.
Who?
Which him?
The second to last Gruff, you know, the big one.
No, I know. Who him?
Yeah, Arnett or
Bautista. No, Dave Bautista.
Oh, make him tiny?
Yeah, one of the things tiny. That we had said last time is we could just cast Bautista as a lot of people. He could be like the ogre in Summer Night. He could just be all of these big people.
Yeah,
that would be fine too.
He could be Bigfoot.
Yeah.
If you want him to stick around a little longer.
Yeah, he could do all of these things. He could
Be
a dude in a werewolf costume. Who cares?
Or like Tom Hanks is like the medic in book 17 and, you know, whatever. We're like, if he's going to stay around for a little bit, Zoe Saldana gets killed in 15 minutes. Like, you know, whatever. But listen, Dave Bautista, we got to make sure he's a character that comes back.
You said he wants to be a character actor, so we're trying to. And you're the one that gave us $1 billion for just the cast. So, again,
right,
we can do whatever.
Right.
So who's going to play Lamar then? Since we're wasting our money. That could be Samuel L. Jackson.
I don't hate that. Yeah. Somebody along those lines, because Lamar is definitely the guy who's
going to play. Or Terry Crews.
Terry Crews. Okay. What's the Yeah. I mean, keep in mind we've got to cast Rollins as well, right?
I've got someone for Rollins.
Oh boy!
Oh, dude, you've had someone for a lot of these, and that hasn't turned out well.
That turned out fine.
Are you saying Peter Dinklage for Lamar? Because give me that shotgun. Like, what are you on about?
No, Peter Dinklage is Harry, obviously.
Well, I think Peter Dinklage, he could play the ogre, like, because they made him Etri, right? So, or was it Etri?
No, just was actually, I was going to say, just make him Etri. Yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah, he should
be Etri again. Yeah. I mean, Etri's going to probably have to be like some kind of, like, it's either going to be CGI or it's going to be freaking, what's his name? Saru. He plays all the monsters. Why? It's such a simple name and I can't remember.
Doug, what's his face?
Yeah, Doug Jones. Thank you. So, you know, have him play Etri as like when Etri is in his, you know, natural form. Mm-hmm. So, because you got to get that gangly weirdness going.
Yeah. I mean, we can have a lot of Doug Jones work doing whatever of all these she and monsters and everything.
Right.
Well, yeah, just throw an Andy Serkis with them and then we're good for every supernatural creature out there.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
and get Alan Tudyk to voice them all.
Ugh, yeah. I roll my eyes because it's like the bro really needs to stop being cast as a chicken. Like, I want to see him and I want to hear him. Okay, like, so what the hell
is
even
Bradley Baker is all, the voice of all of the monsters. And Alan Tudyk for someone like Bob. Oh, if you have to be not Marsters for Bob.
There's so many voice actors you're cutting out, but okay. You know, like, yeah.
Or make him Butters.
D. Bradley Baker could be...
Yeah, Tudyk.
That would make me like Butters.
Right. That's what I'm...
He's a redhead. You can't cast him as Butters.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize we ran out of hair dye on our $1 billion budget.
Give me a break. Why would you hide that? Come on. So
fine. Make him a ginger. I don't care.
We already have Butters anyway. So
we have not discussed Butters. Not really.
Also, do we have to cast Butters? Can we just eliminate him from this?
Do we want to skip to Butters or do we want to do like Bob was
next? Go for it.
Okay. Where's Butters on this list? Tom Holland, which
wrong.
I just want to credit this because it wasn't us. Craig Gellery on Twitter, Tom Holland. We all know what Tom Holland looks like, but no.
We do.
Like, Tom Holland is way too young, in my opinion.
He could be Will if
David
you want him.
Krumholtz doesn't immediately spring to mind, so. Oh, wait, duh. That was my pick. So I'm an idiot. So, David Krumholtz, Mr. Universe.
He can be. He's actually a really good pick for Butters. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. I have totally mixed up this guy with Oscar Isaacs a few times.
Right, so have I. Same. Every single time.
Yeah,
what the hell? Like, come on. Like, he's got, I think, the range for sure where you've just got, like, yes, I'm a nerdy and also, like, kind of a coward, you know, that Butters starts out.
Yes, I just said that.
Yeah, well.
It's worth saying about Tom Holland being Will. And Zendaya can be Georgia, and then we could just recreate all the Spider-Man movies.
Excellent. Okay, fired. Get out. who's the other one in here? Michael Cera.
Mm-hmm. Come on. He can be a coward. He can be pathetic and awkward. It's so fun to watch.
Luis Guzman.
I don't think you're wrong. I just don't want him in these movies. Like, I'm sorry.
As Butters, though, he could do... Like, it's the only place he could be.
Oh, no, sure. If he had to be somewhere, I guess we could put him in Butters. I mean, I guess, especially after, like, Scott Pilgrim, right? You can have him have his lightsaber moment and whatever. But, yeah, I just...
Yeah,
He's not as bad. Who's the kid from... like Zombieland and Lex Luthor and all that.
Oh yeah, Jesse Eisenberg.
Eisenberg. Yeah.
The Facebook movie guy.
Yeah, I'm content with having neither of them in this. Although I would pick Jesse Eisenberg before I pick Michael Cera because I think he can actually act.
Yeah, Michael Cera can act. He just acts particularly well at being very pathetic and awkward.
Uh huh.
He's like, thank you. You know, like you can just see his life.
Then. Let me rephrase if we're considering that acting. I think Jesse Eisenberg can do more than that.
Well, sure. You know.
And I don't think Michael Cera can.
Yeah.
Unless he's playing the mean version of himself like he did in This Is the End.
I think it's okay that, like, Cody's got this fixation that we're casting Peabody. I don't know why Michael Cera needs to be Peabody, but okay.
Nope.
But yeah, like, I don't know. I would say Michael Cera could be a contender. I just like, you know, I like my guy better. So.
I like your guy better, too. Mm-hmm. He's actually a really good Butters pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he gets killed with a sword. That's weird. So, yeah.
I mean, if that happens, then great. But
no, it's just... Serenity quote. Not that you guys have watched it because it's a Joss Whedon movie. So
first of all,
hello.
I have only ever watched Serenity and haven't watched Firefly. We've had this discussion before.
Probably. Look, dude, I don't know what my name is today. I certainly don't know what your name is, let alone what movies you've watched. Oh shit! It is.
Director, look at you. You both got fucking coffee in your hands, and you're still like, meh.
Oh yeah. Like, let's not talk about what my month has been like. The coffee is like, I'm alive. That's what the coffee is.
I mean, your month
doing.
Hasn't even
it's not
really
making
started. It's the 8th. You know, it's nothing. the month hasn't.
Fun fact about calendars, they don't like, it's not like actually a hard stop, it's a construct, right? So it's about a hard stop. Relative time, not like, ah, yes, I rebooted myself, you know, 8 days ago. So
that's only for February that you get to bleed over a day or two from March. Because they decided to end on the 28th for absolutely no reason.
Not true, but okay. Who are we doing next?
I don't know.
We can jump back up to Bob. I feel like Bob's going to be pretty easy.
Fine.
Bruce Anybody. Campbell?
This guy.
Really?
So the name is Eddie Marsan. And you should just pick that guy.
What I feel like I know that name.
Peabody.
Yeah, why? Why are we casting Peabody?
I don't know. People keep going to Peabody, but this guy's perfect. Eddie so what Marsan. Was it? Marsan.
Hey, Google.
This guy as Peabody.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I agree. Yeah. He was in...
I can already like picture Hancock him and a few other things, yelling right? the Indus Nye.
He's that very British, like, looking slightly odd person.
He's, and you know what? Failing that...
You're off your man, sir.
Failing that, he could be Mac.
Well, he could be Peabody anyway.
No, he could be Mac, too.
He should be Peabody.
He can grunt and just do whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he'd be a good Peabody.
What the hell is this movie?
is that a pregnant woman? Just like
yeah, apparently, I guess. Seemed like it. Okay, I'm going to have to look up that later. So anyway.
Yeah.
I could throw it more people into the ring if we needed to. Cody has cast like 39 people for Peabody for some reason. Like more people have been cast for Peabody than Harry Dresden at this point, or Marcone for that matter. But I like this guy for Peabody.
Well, so whoever's not playing Mac or Marcone, we're going to have to roll over to Harry at this point.
I think we have more qualifications or requirements for Harry than we do for Mac or Marcone.
We do, which is why we're never going to cast anyone.
Right. Well, that's certainly not going to be a consensus. Like, you know. Oh, hold on. I know we've argued this before. I feel it in my bones, but I'm going to make sure he gets on the list with the other 39 actors that are. Guys, you guys are adorable. Oh, Notion. Why? Why are you like this? Why could you possibly not? You guys are ridiculous. What is wrong with you?
That's the sounds of him looking at all of the people that have been suggested for Harry, which is a lot.
It's a lot. And a lot of them are not good. Like, who put in Chris Pratt? It wasn't us, but okay.
I assume that was a meme.
How do you add another column to this stupid thing?
Hit the button on the side. There you go.
Did someone else put Tom Holland?
No. Okay, anyway, if you can put it in, no, I can't even say it. I'll get it to you afterwards, so.
Okay.
Because if I say it now, we're going to fight about it now, and we're saving him for his own episode, because...
There's no way we're going to get through all of that arguing.
Yeah. Okay, who else we got? Let's do Bob, because Bob's easy.
I've got 7 minutes.
It should be James Marsters, but... They also, people put in Michael Caine and then Bruce Campbell, which it's like, I mean, obviously I want Bruce Campbell in the movie somewhere.
As but, Mac.
Why do you keep saying movie, Justin? This is for the long-spanning TV show.
The movie is going to be 800 hours. It's going to be done by one of those directors that likes to make 800-hour movies, okay? And it's going to be
Martin Scorsese.
So,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. So, like, you're going to go in on a Monday, and you're going to get out the following Tuesday, and you're going to love every minute of it, you know? And you're going to be so friggin' exhausted from all the kick-ass action and
I would actors. Be okay with that as long as he puts in the old-timey intermissions where you get 15 minutes to pee and walk around.
15 minutes?
You get multiple of How them. It's not just you one. You no, want to stretch your legs. Like, you are not going to want to sit for 30 straight hours. You're stretching your legs at the
urinal, man. That's
you go. You walk to the urinal. You pee. You stretch your legs. You come back.
I personally, I just think it'd be hilarious, you know, to have him voice Bob, but otherwise, just because it's funny. But if we're going to do that, then like, shoot, my brain, man.
Patrick Watson or
Warburton. Right? Warburton. Yeah, I almost said Wahlberg, and I was like, everybody's going to think Marky Mark, and that's not what I meant. So that's why I had to go like look it up. Patrick Warburton. Because it's like, if you're going to have a voice, you know, just like, there's your just, Michael right there. Look
there's
at
something
that.
About Bob. He has to keep the British accent, of which Marsh just does very, very good job with it. Or it could be another person to do like, British accent. Michael Caine would
because,
be great.
Yeah.
And Bruce Campbell, Warburton, all these people, we love them, but like, Bob is too specific. He had their big audiobooks.
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to the audiobooks, if you're a Chad and just read, then it's really not a big deal.
If you're a Chad.
Just because it's funny, I had to share it. So, Chris Pratt is Toot Toot, which I don't hate just because, like, anyway. But yeah, no, yeah, I love them. But the other part of it is like, I want Marsters involved in the project, right? And yeah. we couldn't settle on, you know, another character. So like, unless he's going to play, you know, Marcone. Or somebody that hasn't been cast, you know, Nicodemus. Even.
Marcone's been cast quite a bit. So
no,
decided ever, upon.
Yeah, who have we even suggested for Marcone? Like
everyone, nobody. Everyone that's an overflow.
But. I would love Marsters to play Bob because, you know, we couldn't get a consensus on him just playing Dresden, which, you know, I guess would be like just
a little bit. Wait, he could play Marsters Malcolm if we service. Want to give him a few cameos. He could do a Malcolm type role.
Okay. But Bob,
obviously.
He
should be Bob.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, no, you guys are slaves to the audiobooks. Do what you want. Doesn't bother me one way or the other.
We're not slaves to the audiobooks. Slaves. Like if we were, like he's Harry Dresden, but you know, he's also, you know, Murphy, casting him as Murphy. Like somebody needs to go out there. Why don't we have like a Willem Dafoe level, like, you know, where they take all of his roles and he's like, you know, he's Spider-Man and he's Mary Jane and he's whatever, but they do that with Marsters. Like, where's that at? So like,
actually,
we're
going to do that.
Marsters is Susan.
You could do that with John Malkovich too.
Right.
That would be fun. Maybe next time.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. Who's next? Sonya. We got 3 minutes, Sonya. You better be good. But I didn't recognize this guy's name.
Me neither. This was suggested to us by Mrs. Magnate on Twitter.
Oh, is he's the
best? Say, he was just in. What was he just in? Yeah, Bullet Train. That was it.
Okay.
He's the Thomas the Tank Engine guy.
Your diesel.
Okay.
I kind of have a wild one for Sonya, but you know, hear me out. Okay, he doesn't have the physicality, but what do we think about Donald Glover?
No. I think he can have a part. I just don't think he's Sonya.
Donald Glover, he could be Lamar. You know, like,
I just feel like he can hit the humor really well. He's like, but he doesn't physically. He's not really there at all.
Yeah.
Although, well, this... I mean, I guess Sonya does start off kind of not that young necessarily, but he does start off kind of young when he's introduced.
He was like mid-20s, wasn't he?
And I'm pretty sure Donald Glover's in his.
Mid-20s. 30-something, I think, at this point.
Donald Glover is closer to 40 than 20.
Seriously? Is he that old?
I would bet that, but I don't know. Let's see. He's 39.
Yay.
So, yeah.
Googling. Wow. He's quite close to 40 then. So.
Huh. Time doesn't pass.
Dude is,
stop telling me these things.
Dude is, like, bathing in the blood of innocence or something then, because, like, he does not look it. So. Yep.
Yeah, so the physicality not really there, but he's got the acting chops, he's got the comedic, like, Sonya's quite funny. And, like, Donald Glover could do that really well.
Yeah, but I think Sonya's funny because, like, you wouldn't expect it from him, right? You know, like,
No, he's funny as a straight man. That's what he's funny as.
Right. Like, and this is why it's like, it's almost a meme pick, but it's also kind of like a shoe-in where it's like Idris Elba as.
It isn't a meme, but again, like, we're kind of taking the wrong age bracket.
Because like Sonya's supposed to be young.
Yeah, he's young. He has to like kind of be restrained by Michael because he was always wanting to do a frontal assault. Let's go attack O'Hare. And Michael's like, no, let's stop. It
wasn't on the list, but Michael B. Jordan came to mind while I was looking at some of these other guys. How old is he even at
this point? He's been active for a really long time.
He's a year younger than I am, but yeah, still too old. Okay. He's like, he's Hollywood college age, right? Or high school age, where it's like, ah, yes, we often cast 36-year-olds for you know, high school kids.
They have gotten better with that in the last 10 years with having closer age-appropriate actors.
Yeah, but that's not a meme, Andreas. We're here for the memes, sir.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry.
All right.
But like,
who's this guy?
Who's what?
Winston Duke. I don't know.
Winston Duke.
We're getting a lot more suggestions now. Main guy from Nope.
Oh, then no.
Oh. Is he? Oh. I mean,
isn't that Nope the guy from Black Panther?
Yeah, I was like, no, fine. I haven't seen Nope yet, so that wasn't the one that came to mind. It was the other guy who was the main guy from Black Panther. Nope.
Sorry, yeah. Misread. Cody.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Winston Duke did come to mind, like M'Baku and whatever, and then I can't remember the actor's name from Nope.
I don't even know what Nope is.
Oh, really?
It's one of those Jordan Peele horror movies that have been getting worse and worse.
I wanted to watch that one. Isn't that the same guy who plays? Yeah, he does. I can see right there.
Right.
Never mind. That was a good movie.
Ooh, Boris. Okay. Can't keep up with all the things.
Right. Drink more coffee. It'll help. Or you'll have a heart attack.
It really won't. I think I'm on the wrong side of drinking too much coffee at this point.
Didn't your day just start? Almost. No, how much coffee
have you had? Up for like 4 hours, so.
You got up that early on the weekend?
Podcasting is important, Andreas. But
yeah. But yeah, like I do have like a limit on how far I sleep in so that I can like interact with the family before the podcast. And then it didn't help that like one of my neighbors is like, oh, it's going to be 60 today. I better like rev my motorcycle all the way down the main street. It's like, cool, dude. Thanks. Appreciate that. I don't know. This guy is not recognizable to me. Oh, Kevin Hart as Lamar, because yeah, we should just slot some random comedy Lamar. Actor in. Yeah. So who else we got?
I just saw him in something that I thought he would be a good Sonya.
Sonya's a girl's name. Yeah. Sonya ain't a girl. So sorry. More Firefly.
Oh, okay. That guy, he was like the Keith Stanfield. He was what was it fucking called? Knives Out, right?
That is one thing he's been in, yes.
Who in the what now?
Lakeith Stanfield.
I'm just, of course.
The guy who's a dad in Fresh Prince, the new one. Like, I don't remember his name.
Well, since nobody should ever watch that show, it's probably too old, if you don't.
But he's really, like, good.
Okay.
Okay.
I can't really place him in something, but he's definitely got a look for it. So I don't think I finished Knives Out. So like not on purpose or anything. It's just one of those things we kind of.
Terry Crews is a good one, but too old as well.
Terry Crews is he could be Lamar.
Yeah.
I said that.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
Terry Crews should be Lamar.
Terry Crews should be Bob. Terry Crews should be Lamar. Terry Crews should be everyone.
Who was the other one? There was somebody else that came to mind, but I don't know. There's good options. And, you know, there should be like more places for some of these guys anyway.
Well, whoever doesn't make this list, we can give over to Ben when he does his Codex Alera shit and nobody watches it.
harsh, but probably fair. Yeah, I mean, okay, we're over time. We've been everywhere. We've cast like 800
everyone except the important
into, like,
people.
Eight roles. So now
settled on Peabody. That is an accomplishment.
Yeah.
Because
we still got Listens to Wind. Of course, like Marcone's going to be its own episode at this point. Murphy, like any of the main Scoobies is going to be a while. Mab, Molly. We did Butters at least. Lara, kind of.
That's going to be another discussion.
Yeah. So I got to add my one for Dresden. Yeah, there's still like half of this list we haven't gotten through, even with all the extra chaos that we added today. So,
I mean, who doesn't like chaos?
Good question.
Chaos is good for ratings, maybe. I mean, we had a pretty active, you know, chat and a good amount of people. So,
This was fun. We're definitely continuing this because we clearly have more arguments to do. So, send more and more suggestions of who should be who character. And we'll add it to the list and tell you you're wrong eventually. Or not.
Unless you agree with me, in which case you're right. That's a very EG take, actually. I'm sorry about that.
So what are we doing next week? Did we read the book, guys? The book that we're
in
reading?
In progress of reading the book.
How far?
Treebeard.
Helpful.
I mean... Do you have any idea how little that narrows it down? Like the beginning of Treebeard, the middle of
Treebeard? I'm like halfway through half of the book or something.
Cut the rings and we'll figure out where on Treebeard she is.
Right. Okay. So
my goal is to be done with it. Yeah. My goal is to be done with book three by next week. So hopefully we're doing that.
Okay.
Continue Lord of the Rings book discussion on while we weren't recording.
Andreas,
I'd rather not see.
Reading?
Oh, bad then.
Wait. Fantastic. This is for you two. It's because of you two that we need to go down this, this thing. But that's great. So
it's for you.
And otherwise, join us on Discord. Pay us $2 a month. Oh, by the way, there are people who have given us money. I have sent them the links to Discord, and they haven't joined us yet. If you have done so, contact me in some fashion. I'll give you a link somehow because we want you to join in on all the Lord of the Rings memes that are overflowing everywhere.
No, now we want you to pay us twice.
Yeah, in which case you're paying us to just not interact with us, in which case we understand.
The point.
Maybe they just want us to support us without talking to us. That's fair.
Yeah. At least better.
I don't need me in my DMs either. Like, I totally understand. So,
speaking of which, go to our Patreon and support us. And, get access to
Discord. Get the link and then join us on Discord. And then we can meme and talk and something and tell you that you're wrong even more personally.
Cody, if we make a Gear Gadgets tier on Patreon, that's really expensive.
Did we really end on?
Will you support it?
I don't fucking remember. We'd have to go back and look.
It's my favorite if Cody actually remembers where we left off. Like, holy crap, dedication! He really is a super fan at that point. But yeah. Well, thanks for joining.
We might even gang up on you
next time.
Yeah.